Hi, everyone, and welcome to Words of Wellness, the podcast for anyone interested in the ways we think, talk, and write about wellness. Why do we use so many motifs like journeys, gardens, even battles when we talk about wellness? How do writers explain science and wellness concepts? How can we make sense of the wellness information overload we all face? These are the kinds of questions we explore. I'm Daniel Anderson, and we're coming to you from the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Today, we have a research reporting episode. Our guests are developing research essays on wellness topics, and we'll share some of their wisdom. Harper Sinnock will discuss burnout in college students. Lasitas will look at technology and sleep. Nathaniel Lassiter will take us through communication and wellness. And Sihan Sandhu will address goals and the brain. Let's get started.
Hi, I'm Harper, and the topic that I focused on is burnout in college students, and the main thing I focused on are ways to overcome chronic stress and ways to restore energy to avoid burnout.
Hi, I'm Tanisha, and my audio essay was about how technology affects sleep, especially amongst Gen Z. And something interesting about it was it focused on a doctor that was studying the phenomenon of sleep texting, where teenagers were texting in their sleep without realizing it. And I think that relates well to the social wellness category, because there can be a lot of pressure to stay connected and be on social media and things like that, but we don't realize how it might be affecting our broader health.
And I'm Nathaniel, and Jordan, where she based her topic off like the book she read. I read Nonviolent Communication, so I just went with that and looked more into empathy and how that can improve your social relationships.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. I kind of base my individual podcast around the book I was assigned to read, and it was written by Dr. Laura Honus Webb, and the name's a bit long, but it's called Brain Hacks, Work Smarter, Stay Focused, and Achieve Your Goals. And it was pretty cool to see how like a performance book can relate to wellness.
Did you guys draw any other conclusions from your book kind of like that you've put into practice? I know we talked about that last time, but maybe just to kind of revisit that.
Yeah, in my book, he talked a lot about how gratitude isn't just saying thank you. It's about saying thank you to yourself as well. So he talked about there were a lot of different activities that you could do throughout the book. And one of them was to start a gratitude journal. So I started a gratitude journal, and I've been liking it so far. It's just like writing down three things that you hope will happen during the day. And then there's a section where you can reflect on what happened during the day and just things that you're thankful for.
I talked about it last time, but my book wasn't very self-help-like. It was a lot more philosophical. And so I found that like when I was going to write my audio essay, I didn't have much to pull from for that. So I just took a new topic.
Yeah, I'm the same. I felt like my book, which was about introverts versus extroverts, was like good to learn about. But then when I was writing my own, I thought burnout was a better topic because it's more like general to our age group.
So moving on to the broader scale of just social wellness in general, I always start with how you guys recognize your social wellness thriving or struggling, and maybe touch on what environments you see these in, and especially maybe here at Carolina.
For me personally, I think it's changed a lot this semester in comparison to first semester. Coming to college, I didn't think it was going to be that big of a change with all the new stuff coming in, but I think I was hit with reality pretty quick in my first few weeks. But kind of like after I came back from break, I feel like I learned a lot about myself, and that kind of fell into the social wellness part of it. Just the learnings, the introspection, and the way I went about it starting this semester just felt a lot better. And I feel like that social wellness growth helped out big time for that kind of calmness that I'm feeling this semester.
So if you would say that you're kind of thriving socially, what would you say contributed to that? That maybe changed between this semester and last?
Yeah, absolutely. It's one thing I noticed in college. For me, I came in a little too excited. And what I mean by that is like meeting new people, being part of a team, which is all great, but just like maybe even forgetting who I am a little bit while all that's going on and not being able to give myself time. So that's what I mean by thriving, is I feel like I found a good balance where I can still meet my social commitments that I have, but also find time for myself and like work on myself and try to improve my kind of social and personal growth.
I agree. I feel like something that is like important for social wellness is having a good balance of everything. And something I talked about in my podcast with burnout is the strategy of avoiding burnout is like one strategy is just practicing like self-awareness and saying no sometimes to like hanging out with friends if you need to focus on yourself, but saying yes sometimes when you really do want to hang out with people. So I feel like once you like achieve the balance and you're like happy with you're balanced, and that is like social, like thriving.
I was going to have a similar answer. I think balance is really important. And I think for me personally, whenever I'm really leaning into social things, or on the other hand, if I'm really leaning into my schoolwork and things like that, the two ends of the spectrum like isn't a good place for me. I think something in between where I'm doing a little bit of both is where I feel most socially supported.
That as well. I think going into the struggling part, I would talk about I think like second semester of senior year was when I really found myself struggling. I don't know if anyone else can relate to that, but I think you start to realize that maybe some of your friends aren't, they don't have your best interest at heart. So I think I've been able to find out that my social wellness is thriving when I have a smaller group of people that I'm around and not as big of a friend group. I don't know if you guys can relate to that, but.
I agree. I feel like having a smaller group of people is just like, everyone knows you better, and then you can tell them more and be closer with them rather than knowing everyone around you, which can get like overstimulating.
Jordan, how did you go about that when you found out that maybe some of the people in your circle didn't have your best interest at heart?
I think I would probably handle it differently now than I did back then. I just did the old like ghost and don't talk to them anymore.
Yeah.
But I think for me personally, like I would definitely recommend not to burn any bridges, just to say maybe we've outgrown each other. And lucky for me, it was second semester of senior year and I was moving across the country. So it just made it a little bit easier. But
all right, and Jordan and Sihan, I did have a question that I wanted to ask you guys as student athletes. For, I guess, like just regular students over here, we can make more of a personal balance. So like maybe if things are going tough, you can just, if I really wanted to, I could just go take a nap after this. But how do you balance your strict responsibilities with trying to still care for yourself at times?
Yeah, no. So it's not to like make us seem big or anything, but it's like having a job in college. Like you're making money, you have certain commitments that you need to attend to. And that's where like in the first semester when I came in, not really realizing that and being super social and going out, having a great time, it caught up so quick that it was really hard to find like a balance between everything. But now, since I feel like I've matured a lot since my first semester and learning how to say no to certain things. So like just being really good about your time management so you can give yourself like that time for like your like personal, like what you want to do. Hey, I want to take a nap today. So I'm going to plan out my day a few days in advance and give myself some me time. So just like one, being aware that, hey, I need my me time, and two, just like prioritizing that by finding time in your schedule has been big for me.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with all of that. I would say I got really lucky with the team that I'm blessed to be with every day. I think we're more than teammates. We're all best friends. So I think it really helps when you get along with your team. And I feel like that's where college athletics can be difficult on social wellness, because like the transfer portal, a lot of people are leaving. And I think that social wellness is a really big part of that. And money is as well, but we don't need to get into that. So I would just say that I got really lucky with the people I'm surrounded with, and they do a really good job of just saying, today we're just going to have a chill day and watch movies. Tomorrow we can go out or we can do whatever we need to do to just have a little bit of fun before getting back in the gym. So I don't really have any advice. I just am really blessed to be here.
So Sihan, in your first semester when you realized you wanted to change, was it one moment or was it a gradual?
Yeah, there were too many late nights on Franklin Street. That was one. But just like we have three seasons. So we have the fall season, spring season, and then postseason. So we're never really off other than break when we go back home. But just every night, like if you go out on a Friday night, you get back home late. And then we have a lot of stuff going on in the weekends, whether it's travel or whatever it may be. So I think I was out late one night and then we were leaving for the airport at 4 a.m. the next morning. So that was like a good awakening of, hey, like one, if I want to perform, I can't be doing this. And then second, like, just for me as a human, 3 hours of sleep is not good enough.
Right.
This is not a very good thing to be doing. So that was a great awakening moment. So yeah, that's what I'd probably say to that.
One question that I had was, what made you like pick your specific topic that you did? And then also what you wrote about, is that something that you want to apply to your own life, or would it be more like for an audience when you wrote your podcast?
I would say for me, I would definitely want to have a little bit more gratitude in my life. I feel like being a college athlete, sometimes it can feel like every day is the same. So I think finding different things throughout each day that are different and just finding the joy in the journey that you're on, I think can change. And I can hopefully listen to back to my own podcast and take some of my own advice.
I would say I came to my topic just because I got it from the book that I read, but I would definitely hope that I can attribute some of what I learned to a life that I hope to live going forward. I think empathy is an important part of just understanding and trying to build connections with other people. And I think those like real connections that you have can get you a long ways, whether it's just like a good friendship or just coming across as more authentic to other people. But I think like that authenticity and a real meaningful connection it just adds value to your life in some ways.
Yeah, no, I picked my book because I love working hard and I thought it would be a good book for that. And little did I know, like, I honestly didn't learn much in regards to that, but the correlation between working smarter and wellness, I didn't even know was a thing. So just taking the strategies out of the book and applying that to my life has been cool. And there's some things in there there's this one strategy called the 2-minute method. So it's like anything that you can get done within 2 minutes, like just get it done there and then. And I think I applied that a couple weekends ago. Like, I made my bed when I left in the morning, and after a long day, I came back and I had a fully made bed. And that's super small, but like that thing just made my night. So small things like that, kind of how a book that I thought was going to help me work harder, work better, actually improve my wellness. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like my topic, I didn't think about it in regards to wellness before I didn't, because I feel like burnout is normalized. It's like good to be doing stuff all the time, but I feel like it made me realize, just more aware of what is like has been made normal is not actually good for you.
And then I picked my topic just because I was interested in it, but I like also now looking back on it, there's definitely a lot of aspects of self-help in there that I want to work on. So I definitely have more screen time than I'm proud of, and then I definitely don't sleep as much as I should. So there's some good tactics in there that I want to apply.
Touching on what Jordan brought up with having a good team environment for the rest of us, what are some daily habits that support those like healthy social connections? Maybe find a team environment for yourself, even if you're not on a team like that.
I would say like something that's helpful school-wise is just like meeting up with people every day and making sure you're not like isolating yourself while you're doing work all the time. Like even just like working in groups and talking out stuff rather than just like sitting in your room all day, locking yourself in to learn everything, just because I feel like over time that is not good for like yourself.
And I think when you're not doing work you're finding time to do like other things that aren't just scrolling your phone, or so finding hobbies or getting out there and being active in other ways.
One thing that I've found to be like a daily habit that maybe not completely like social wellness, but maybe more like environmental, touching on that, is that I think at Carolina we have some really great outdoor spaces. So I feel like just finding some time to be outside, even if that's just like studying, just being outdoors, especially in the spring when you get like your blue skies and nice weather. I feel like that's definitely been like a pretty uplifting thing in the last maybe couple weeks or month or so.
Yeah, I completely agree. I feel like the like better weather is like really motivating and like actually makes a difference in like your literal like wellness. I mean,
obviously, springtime, it's always fantastic to go out and see the great weather. But I completely agree with what you said, Nate, like just going out there. And one thing that's helped me is whenever I'm walking across campus, just like not wearing earbuds, just like taking in where I'm at, how fortunate I am to be here, like just being super grateful, like Jordan said, but just taking in like the small things that you take for granted, just really appreciating that, like the beautiful grounds we have here is big time.
Maybe just moving on a little bit, touching on like how we've gotten here. What's like a lesson you've learned about social wellness? Maybe just like a lesson, or maybe even kind of something you learned the hard way that's gotten you to where you are, both like as a person, maybe what you've accomplished, or maybe just like how you feel about yourself.
Something I've learned, like, it's not really about social wellness, but maybe just wellness in general. But something I feel like I've learned like recently is when you do have a break or like time off, don't try to use your time off to like stress over things and to like even do work. If you're on a vacation, take like a full break and just let your mind like cleanse, because that's like what it's for. But I feel like sometimes when you are taking breaks, you just get like stressed and just overworked. But that you need to take breaks that are actually like restful.
I would say putting yourself around people who also uplift you and have similar values as you. And I think in college that can be difficult because there's so many people that you're interacting with, and you're like, especially in that first semester, you're trying to find your way and find your people. And so I think by this time in like second semester, we all are a little bit more situated, and it's easier to know, like you mentioned, Jordan, like who actually has your best interests at heart.
Yeah, no, I think one thing for me when I got here, I was recruited to play a sport here. So this may sound terrible, but I had no idea about the school. Like, I didn't know where UNC was academically, how easy, hard it is to get in here. But obviously athletics are great here and stuff like that. But I didn't realize how good of an academic school we were. Like, we have some really smart, like, students out here. Just being appreciative of being around great minds and people that are successful in their facets of life. So that awakening has been pretty cool, and God's been kind to put me here.
I would say one lesson that I learned about social wellness the hard way would be what I was talking about earlier. I think, like, you've probably heard the quote, be careful who you're venting to, because vents can lead to other rooms. So I think sometimes just making sure that people do have your best interest at heart and just keeping your circle small, like I mentioned before.
And then maybe touching on that, how do you guys deal with toxic or draining social environments, or maybe just something that's mentally tolerating in general?
I would say probably for me at first, I just try to like insert myself into it or try to find ways around it. But then after a certain amount of time, once I realize it's not in my best interest, I feel like then at some point I just try to remove myself.
Yeah, I would say that's the approach I'd like to have. But I think, like, realistically, I might stick around a little bit longer than I probably should.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I feel like you probably don't realize that it's toxic until you figure out that you want to leave.
Yeah.
So that makes no sense.
I feel like sometimes when you're in an environment that's toxic, you don't really realize until you're like out of it.
Yeah.
So maybe drawing on back to your audio essay, what's like a tip you could maybe take from that to give somebody that would maybe help improve their wellness?
Something that was really touched on in mine was to really try to get rid of screen time before bed, at least 30 minutes. And I know that's something that I struggle with. I think like the last thing I do before I go to bed is turn my phone off. And so it has a really big difference on the quality of your sleep. And there's been a lot of studies proven on that too. So
yeah, I would say like a similar strategy. This was like an obvious strategy for burnout, but it was just to sleep more and rest more. Because like in today's world, I feel like even though sleep is like a necessary function, like nobody really thinks of it like that. So I feel like just making sure you're getting enough sleep, and even maybe more than you think you need, to make sure you're well rested.
And Tanisha, have you like tried the putting your phone up earlier? Because
no, I should.
Yeah, it's something that
yeah
I have to do, but
yeah,
like how I yeah don't know, it's hard to avoid.
Yeah,
I feel like it's harder in college because you're just
yeah
in one room.
So agreed.
Like, where are you gonna?
I also think like for me, usually right before bed, I'll be doing work, and then once I put the work away and I get in bed, like, all I want to do is scroll on my phone.
Yeah.
Does anyone else have that experience?
One yeah quote. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, wait, no. I was no saying, yeah.
A quote that from my, that came out of my book that I really liked was like, small repeated actions go a long way. So that's stuck to me, good and bad. If you do the same negative thing over and over again, that can hurt you in a negative way. But also for good things, if you take action and do the right thing and proactive thing, that can help you in a positive way.
And I think that kind of relates to maybe like golf as a sport.
Hell yeah, without a doubt.
You don't really notice the differences until you're like a long way from where you started.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. The game of golf teaches you a lot about life and you're spot on.
Do you guys recognize that in any other places in your guys' lives? I'm just yeah, small repeated actions where you don't really realize that change is really occurring, and then all of a sudden you're there. One of my favorite Kobe Bryant quotes, he was talking about this stone cutter who's hitting away at this axe or this rock for 100 swings. And the first 99 don't break it, but it's that 100th that it splits in half. So it's the philosophy of a journey and maybe eventually reaching that mountaintop. Do you guys have any experiences like that?
I guess for small repeated actions, just I feel like doing more small positive things in your day, or just having a more positive mindset, just with small things that are not big in your life. But if you consistently just try to have not as negative in the long run, it can make a big difference.
I think it also goes back to the idea that habits are hard to break, but they're also hard to make, whether that be positive or negative habits.
That's a good point. I would definitely say that it ties into my sport as well. I think just going in and working out every single day, I feel like that's been my whole life ever since I was 5 years old. So I think definitely looking back to those workouts definitely didn't feel small in the moment, but yeah, they got us where we are today.
And this may be a little bit off topic, but if you could go back and maybe show your maybe eighth grade self who you are now, what's one thing that you may be most impressed by or most proud of? I think I'd be really happy that I made it here. Getting into North Carolina, it's kind of always been the dream. So I think I'd be pretty happy with that.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. My middle name is actually Carolina.
Oh.
So yeah, I was named after the other Jordan though here. So you guys might know him. So I would say, yeah. Just growing up playing basketball, I think Carolina has always been my dream school. So in eighth grade, I didn't really think it was possible, but it was something that I dreamed of every single day. And then when I got the opportunity to play here, it was a no-brainer.
So I think we're safe to say you're not entering the transfer portal.
You have a fan.
Nope.
I think I would be proud of the balance that I have in my life. I think between school and social things and then things I do in the community, I think I have a wide variety of expertise and kind of have the opportunity to do a lot of different things, and I would be proud of that.
I would say if I were to look back from my eighth grade self, I would be proud of myself for being here, and then also I feel like I've just matured a lot since then, and the way that I go about my life is just a lot different. So I feel like I would be happy that I've found better ways to go about my just the desired life.
Maybe even more drawing on that, what's something your social wellness fits helped you develop into the person that you are now?
I would say something in my social wellness is just me develop into the person I am now is just what we were talking about earlier, and having a balance between everything in your life, having a balance between friends and schoolwork. And I feel like that is really important where we are today.
I would definitely attribute a lot of myself to my friendships. So I'm pretty happy with that.
Yeah, I agree.
I would say I'm from a really small town in Minnesota. So I would say I think leaving was probably one of the best things that I could do for myself. And it was a fresh start getting here. And I was able to not change who I am, but I think change the parts that maybe I didn't want to be anymore.
What about leaving made for the most growth for you?
I would say when I was at home, I was obviously really comfortable. So coming here I only really knew the coaching staff and some of the girls. So being able to just build different relationships and, yeah, just become a little bit more extroverted than I was.
Yeah, no, yeah, I've thought about that because I'm from North Carolina, and a lot of people from my high school actually just go here. So I feel like I maintain more comfort than other people. And I've just thought about the difference people have from out of state versus coming from a high school where 50 people come here.
And what do you guys think are some common obstacles that prevent your social wellness today, and maybe common obstacles that prevent you from creating meaningful relationships?
Procrastination. Yeah. I think that's one that I'm sure sticks out for a lot of root causes.
I would go into the social media part of it. I think a lot of people lose the social aspect in real life and just go to social media. So I would say, especially our generation, I think a lot of people's friends are just on their phones. So I think trying to steer clear of that.
I actually completely agree. I feel like social media is definitely can cause obstacles in your mind. You create them on your own, and that can just be problematic.
Have you guys experienced using social media in a positive manner for your social wellness? No, really not at all.
I would say only when it comes to communicating with people about actual important things. It's like a lot easier.
Yeah.
But I feel like certain apps like Instagram are just like unnecessary in the long run. Like when I've deleted it, I've noticed like it actually helps like your mindset.
Really?
Yeah. Because you're just not seeing like what everyone around you is doing constantly.
Yeah.
It just makes you like forget.
Yeah.
And I think there's definitely truth to that, but I don't know. I don't even know if I'm going to make it out the doors downstairs before I like check Twitter. So it's just like a really hard habit to break. Have you, any of you guys like experimented with that? Have deleted social media before?
I've tried like deleting Instagram because I feel like that's not a social media that I like need. But like, I feel like I can never delete certain social medias where I'm like communicating with people. Like I tell myself I can't delete it, even though I probably could.
I actually deleted Instagram for 2.5 years. And then this year I started playing a little better. So like the media team wanted me to get back on it. And I won't lie, like I'm literally on my phone so much more just scrolling. So it's definitely not a good thing.
I experimented with that a little bit. I got rid of Snapchat because I just woke up one day and I was like, this is pointless. Like I'm just sending a picture of my forehead to 40 people and then they're sending the same thing back. So I got rid of it. And I don't know if I'm on my phone less because if I was to get rid of something, it would need to be TikTok. But I definitely feel a little bit better at least.
I will say on the positive side of Instagram, I think it's nice to be able to stay, like I'll be here and then be able to see friends from home or friends from like much earlier parts of my life and see where everyone is. And I think that's nice to stay connected, but it definitely is a negative aspect of it.
I guess when you're looking at it from like a positive aspect, the entertaining part is definitely like nice, because even like on TikTok, even though it's like addicting, like if you're enjoying TikTok time, it makes your day better.
Do you think you guys have benefited from the kind of community that you get from social media, or do you think it's more of a something that weighs you down?
I for sure have. Just post different camps that you're going to, it helps get attention. And then I think what you said, being able to talk to my family and my friends and see what they're doing from across the country is great.
Yeah, I agree. Because, like, I feel like here there's so many people, like, even in, like, my sorority, like, I feel like having just, like, following everyone on Instagram and, like, in the beginning helped me, like, get to know people faster.
I wouldn't say that I have, like, community from social media. I would say that the community I have in general, it extends to social media. So I don't have the same experience with you with the recruiting stuff, that I imagine that would be really helpful.
Yeah. So it looks like our time's come to a close. I appreciate everybody being here to talk about social wellness, and we'll catch you guys later.
Thank you.
That was such a great conversation. I like how it brought together so many diverse topics related to wellness and folded in college life. Thanks to Harper, Tanisha, Nathaniel, and Sihan. And thanks to our listeners. Stay tuned for another episode of Words of Wellness.